I just had a realization, which should probably be alarming, but it might actually explain something that has been unexplained before. And that is why I get so dramatic and animated, ultimately about like one piece of software functioning in a different way than another one. That's the gist, right? I mean, that's like, ultimately, especially from the perspectives that I think I try to come from. For instance, writing the user experience aesthetic argument in the form of an academic paper, attacking Facebook from that direction, just being like, beyond the data, here's what you can actually go see right now. And that is a piece of software that is designed, unlike software has been designed for ever, basically, and that is, it is not designed to be as easy. This is not designed to help you accomplish the task that you came to accomplish. It took me, I mean, it literally took me 10 years to figure this out, like why Facebook felt so different than everything else. Because I know, I'm acutely aware of what I'm supposed to be doing on software. Anyway, the explanation. People often, like, it's been a pattern, and I guess I've been self-deprecating and self-aware enough. Maybe it'd just be the one that furthers it, but like, oh yeah, according to my astrology, I'm stressed out. It's like one of my three negative traits the week. Anyway, whenever I bring these things up, like, you know, getting really animated about Spotify or whatever, there's usually a pause, and then they're just like, and then some conversation comes along that's like, you need to find your community, man. And I mean, I agree, sort of, but that's the thing, man. You're saying that you're trying to critique what I'm doing by suggesting that I do exactly what I'm doing, which is, I think that it is an identity-forming process, being publicly upset, right, about the future of one of our most precious, like one of our species. Debatably our species' most precious form of expression, music, artists. It's not that. It's all of my friends who would now be comfortably living as professional musicians. Anyway, that's too far off task. Here's the gist. I think I should just have to accept it. The shit that I use, at least in this point in time, that's my identity, I guess. The choices that I considered, arguments that I make, and the jokes, and all of it, that must be my identity. It's not, it's not product hunt. That should make sense. That's not what I'm talking about. Although I think I'd be a lot better off if I could just, like, walk through frame by frame apps and talk about them that way. Probably what's needed, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Now I feel like I actually lost the insight. Maybe I'm just insane. That's a big thing for me to admit publicly, by the way. Cause it's sad. Even I think it's sad, I guess. When I jump into a conversation, and I'm like, hey, dude, before you go off and convert back to WordPress again in your life, look at what I found. I found the hosts of my blog they built the software, they host it. It's Matt Bear and some others who are faceless in not the sense that like they're obfuscated. They're just, yeah. I get the sense that they've been working on something for a long time. It's gonna be big, and I kind of know that for sure. But anyway, and like, if you really were seeking a simple means of publishing in Markdown, of publishing from Markdown to the end result being a static HTML site, basically, that's affordable, fast, and simple in a way that, you know, makes it robust. If you really wanted that, then you would have clung to, or you would cling to Write Freely, for dear life, as I have. Because everything else, I promise you, and it's not, I'm not saying that everything else that ever will be, it's just, it's even going into that conversation means that you failed, right? If our goal is to not have to think about the platform. Anyway, I say this all because those are mistakes that I wasted a lot of my lifetime on. But yeah, I think this is, at this point in my life, my list of recommended markdown text editors. It only has one on it. It's Typora. That's my identity. Yeah.